I think it's very clear here when we look at the Bruce inquiry, it was a an inquiry made by Fiona Bruce, an MP, and she very clearly outlined that women who were being diagnosed with children with disabilities were being forced to have abortions. We need to provide better parenting.
Sorry, how is someone forced to have an abortion?
Well, I think that the Bruce inquiry very clearly outlines that in those particular cases, many women were under pressure from the medical profession to abort their babies because they had received a poor diagnosis. It's very clear here in Northern Ireland that we protect unborn children's right to life.
Women
in Northern Ireland don't choose abortion. What they do,
they clearly do
life.
Because some of them come to England to have the abortion. If you decide as a woman that you need to have an abortion for whatever reason, and you then go to England to have it done, you are making a choice, and you want to deny women that choice.
Well, it's very clear that the majority of women over the last 18 years have chosen life. We have seen the numbers of women travelling to abortion decline. We have argued, there's been an argument from the pro-abortion movement that women, over 2,000 women have travelled. We have seen that number decline right down to about 800 women.
Would you like to see the law change to make it illegal for women to do this, to go to England for an abortion?
When we speak about this case here, it's very clear that we want to uphold the fundamental rights.
No, you're not answering my question. Would you like to see the law changed? Would you like to see the law changed for it to be illegal?
That every unborn child should be given the right to protection in law, policy and practice. In Northern Ireland, women are given help to help them through their pregnancy.
Would you like to see the law changed? So if a woman goes to England from Northern Ireland to have an abortion, that is an illegal act.
I would like to see every unborn child.
Yeah, no, we've heard that. It's a yes or no answer.
I hope you get that.
No, I do get that. You said it so many times, I couldn't fail to get it. Would you like to see women who go to England to have an abortion, would you like to see that made illegal? Yes. Or no.
I think it's very clear what I said.
Oh,
I
for
want
goodness
to see every unborn child protected.
Can you not answer a simple question? Because I think the answer that you're searching for is yes, isn't it?
I'm not searching for any answer.
I know. That's the problem.
Every single unborn child protected in law, policy and practice. That means I am totally opposed to any abortion.
Yeah. So you would like to see women criminalised who go from Northern Ireland to England to have an abortion, wouldn't you? That's what you're saying.
It's very clear. The law in Northern Ireland is illegal. It's illegal to have an abortion in Northern Ireland.
Yes, it isn't in England, though.
And we want to ensure that the unborn children throughout the UK are fully protected also, and they should look to Northern Ireland.
Okay, well, I can see I'm not going to get an answer out of you. Bernadette, thank you very much indeed. That's Bernadette Smith from the organisation Precious Life.